plastic.
Yeah.
Ittham bhagavato gopya srutva vachah upesalah jahur virajam tapam tando tadango upachitasisah. First, we, I'm telling about Vaishnava Jiva Goswami in brief. He is telling that in this Ras Lila, especially in this chapter, Sukadev Goswami is telling Mahatma or Mahima, Mahima means glorifying this Rasleela and telling that gopis are so much
exalted.
Then even Lakshmi, Rukmini Saptabhama, and all kinds of Lakshmi. What to tell goddesses Aspara and worldly beautiful ladies. And he is telling that Ras Lila is best pastime of Krishna and Gopi. Anywhere described in Vedic books, epics, Upanishads, Qurans, anywhere this pastime Ras Lila is not explained as Sukadev Goswami has explained in this Bhagavata. Especially, it is not worldly lust. Krishna is master of Atmaram and Aptakam. Gopis are more Atmaram and Aptakam than Krishna also. Krishna has some wishes for himself to test, but gopis had no tested at all, no smell of test. Then when we think about Krishna, Krishna is more superior than gopis. And when we see gopis, then it seems that gopis are more superior than Krishna. Who is superior? It cannot be decided. Not anyone can decide forever. Krishna only wants the happiness of gopis, and gopis wants the happiness of Krishna. They are told also that this Ras Lila is Vijay. Vijay means
victory
upon Kaam. Brahma, Narad, Indra, Shankar, all were defeated by Kaam. All defeated. Here in this Ras Lila, it is shown that Kaam with his whole sena,
army
attacked on Krishna. is so many good bumps and everything. But yet he was defeated. Brahma was defeated in a moment. Shankar was also defeated, not by Kam, but yet by Kam, by Mohini Roop. But Krishna, so pleasant, cool air on the bank of Yamuna, and everything was helpful for Kamdev, and lakhs of Kishori gopis, and they were not trying, but Kam was trying to defeat Krishna and gopis also. But here Kam was fully defeated, because Krishna unko dikhla diya, showed it that he became out of sight, leaving all gopis waiting there. When they were dancing and doing all these things, no bell here, but yet Krishna left them and vanished away. All were praying, but yet to join the rash, but he vanished. So it is defeat of Kam here. Whether this Kam be here, of here, this mortal world, or anywhere. Secondly, Raslila is the best Leela of Krishna pastime, that he fulfills everything of gopis, and gopis fulfill the wishes of Krishna here. And in Raslila, the Raslila was going on for a Brahmaratri. No? Brahmaratri, one kalpa. No? And it finished as if it was in a moment finished. No? Neither Krishna nor gopis, anyone could not understand that how it passed away. Bijli nahi hai, chali gayi. No, don't try. In this Leela, all the past times, what has been described in Govinda Leela Amrit or Krishna Bhavana Amrit or the books of Krishna Karna Amrit in Kavi Karnapu, everything has come out. Everything is there. Hindol Leela, you know? But swing. Singing pastime. Boat. Touring in boat. Jalkeli. Jalkeli. Water. What kill?
Water sport.
All. Marriage, false marriage with Lalita, Vishakha, and each gopi. And we cannot imagine even what pastimes have been done in this Leela. So this is combination of all kinds of pastimes of Krishna. So this is best leela, best pastime of Krishna and gopis. It is only for the devotees like Sukadeva Goswami, not for others, to remember. It will come as a chain, this leela, not by trying anything for that. We will try, but this leela will not come. But for them, as a chain, it will come. So, it is for the devotees, for remembrance, like Sukadeva Goswami, like devotees like Shankar, devotees like Parvati, and devotees like more advanced than them. Uttam Mahabhagavatam. It will not come in Kanishta Uttam. They can only try and pray for this leela. Madhyam can something as it will come in their heart. And Uttam Adhikari, it is like chain, it will come. And only those persons who have achieved the prem, they have left this physical body and everything, no smell of any anartha, and having the taste for this, like Roop, Raghunath, and in the shape of Manjaris only, or Sakhi, only they can taste and they can join this in Ras Leela. Shankar tried for this Leela to enter. Arjun tried, they failed, they were expelled from that place. So we should imagine how this Ras Leela is. So he is telling that ittham, first word is ittham. Ittham means like this. Ittham means like this. What this? Like, as he has told in last chapter. What he has told? Supesalaha. Bachaha supesalaha. Gopis heard the bachaha supesalaha. Bacha means so sweet words of Krishna. Not only sweet, supesalaha. Supesalaha means
charming,
most charming. This is outward meaning. Supesala. In meaning, they have given any word?
Most charming.
This is artificial meaning. Supesala means to make like this. What is? No words for in English for this word, supesala. Only you have to understand. Supesala means you know avahitta? Avahitta, you know? You are not remembering. You know, hidden moods, are to tell anything, hiding something, but it is more than apparent. I am so seat. No? Krishna told them, gopis, why you came here? This is Supeshalaha. Having so many meanings, one are some hidden, some half unhidden, and some unhidden, so many meanings. Why you came here? What is the meaning? Krishna wants that you should say me frankly, why you have come? You know? Can they say this? Why they have come? They cannot. If you are there and Krishna is telling, why you have come? Can you tell why you have come?
No.
This is not a fact that it can be openly told why they have come. Gopis ask Krishna, why you have called? Only they told. Why you have called me? Krishna can tell openly why he has called? He cannot call. Because there are so much hidden mood and fact that anyone cannot say. But both know. Gopis are also knowing and Krishna is also knowing. Why Krishna has called and why they have come. They are silent. Mane, these things are supeshalaha. So sweet, so many meanings, so many things. By hearing this, so many moods are coming like waves, coming and falling and again coming and falling. So many moods are coming constantly, these moods. Huh? Gopis are thinking, Krishna is telling, Krishna is some muskura rahe, smiling something. Pagadi bane kya tayar? Ekhane aste paro, okhane boshe jete paro? हाँ, तुम आदे तो 50 बार कर सुने है।
50 साल 100 बार।
जगह अच्छे तुम बोलते पारो। ओ ओ कार्य ने जगह रहना कुछ है।
ये वो लोग दियो सर खराब है रहना कुछ है तो दियो ना ही तेरे दिन रहना कुछ।
दीज ना ही?
हम दे लो दिन
रहना। वो बोले तो रहना कुछ। तुम चले आते हो। कहीं हमारे कोनो वर्ड दरकार होले बोले दीजिए। This is अच्छा। Gopis to ask why you call, but they not told uttering, they told by eyes only. Krishna speaks, they are not answering by mouth, but they are postures of face, eyes. And the color of face in changing in this by love, by affection, all things. Krishna tells, oh, you are silent. Vekana kartali ke bajai chala do. Bolo jo dheere dheere. Auto kartali lage galo. Then Krishna is telling, oh, you have come to see me. Gopis are somewhat at that and hearing this, try to smile, but they observed in themselves. Why Krishna is telling all these things? What is this? They were watching the mood of Krishna. Why he is telling so? He is testing me, testing us, or what his idea is. They are watching me. Then Krishna told that, oh yes, you have seen me. Now you should return. You have come comfortably. Swagatam. Swagatam. Why you have come? Oh, I think there must be some disturbance in Braja. That is why you have come upset. Krishna saw and became so pleasant. The ornaments in this necklace was there. And that some of them has one eyes kajal, not in other sky. Their bells were dragging in earth, and they were upset. So Krishna is telling that, oh, anything anamayam in Braja. Anamayam means disturbance in Braja. Perhaps any demon has come and disturbed Braja. Is this the fact? Gopis are not telling. Then he asks, we have come to see the beautiful scenery of Prakriti. Prakriti? Nature. Oh, Jamuna is flying so up. Cool breeze. Cuckoos are singing in fifth. Mayus, copious peacocks are dancing. Beli, chameli, jui, kadamba. Mixing all fragrance. Coming so sweet. And full moon is covering whole Prakriti, nature. It seems that Prakriti, the moon, is making bath of all these things in his golden light. So you have seen, now you should go. They were silent. Again he told that you should at once return to your home. No? Because your husband are waiting for you. They have not taken their prasadam. Cocks are crying to take milk, and cows are doing hunkar as milk has not been taken. So they are feeling uneasiness. So you should at once go. Gopis are only hearing from eyes not far from here. It means, what is the meaning? They are not listening from here, but only hearing from eyes. What Krishna is telling, not going inside. Only they are watching the face and moods of Krishna. These are supeshala. These are sweet words of Krishna. Again he told, if you are not going and serving your husband, it will be a very bad scene. In this world also and that world also. The persons will abuse you. And it is certainly a very bad thing. Whether the husband is good or bad, lame or anything, so much poor, he cannot do anything ugly. Yet omen suits are there. All these were done. And they were thinking, these are very sweet. Gopis are thinking, why Krishna is telling so? Modes are coming and going. These are special vacha. After that, when Uddhava came, Krishna met anyhow to gopis. After that, gopis blamed Krishna that why you told me us to go away. Then Krishna told that, I have not told so to go. I have not told you, and you have told. What I have told? That to go away, the night is dark. No? There are more, there are so many wildly beasts, and you should serve your husband. Krishna told, flatly he refused, I have not told so. I told Aghor Ratri. No? Aghor Ratri means a lightning night, mani Purna Chandra. I told, not Ghor but Aghor I told. And Aghor Beast means only deer, only
cargo,
and only my peacocks, kokil are there. I have not told. And I have told you that you should serve your husband. Who is your servant? Husband. Because I am husband of husband, of a whole, not only to you, of whole world, whether they should be female, male, beast, anything. I am husband of husband of husband of all. So I only to serve that husband, that myself. So these are superficial words.
Crooked, sweet words.
Again, Krishna told, gopis asked so many questions, 9 questions, 3 questions, you know, gopis asked. What Krishna answered was also superficial, sweet, but crooked words, very pleasant words. No? Krishna told in answer the substance and sar and substance of that only, that I had not gone anywhere leaving you. I cannot leave you. I was with you, but you are not seeing. Because you are blind in affection and love. I was there with you to hear you all. But not in front, I was in back. But in back, you have no time to see in back and here and there. So I was not anywhere else. I was not oversight and out of sight. And especially for this act of your kindness. I am debted forever. And this only sweet word conquered gopis. Gopis wanted to conquer Krishna. What is the another word conquer?
Defeat
Krishna. But gopis told, by these words, you have actually defeated us. Because we wanted to defeat you by that you are what?
Akritagya.
Or Guru Drohi. And especially Krishna told the second thing. What? That if anyone loves are not loves, but if anyone loves them, whether sons or daughters or any disciple does not love Gurudev or father and mother, yet they love them. And in this category there are two. What?
Those who are merciful and those who are affectionate like parents.
But you are not affectionate like parents. You are above this. And you are only gopis are in this category. Whether I do love or not, you love me. So I am indebted to you forever. And especially you have, by word, you have agreed. You have confessed that I am ready. So these words are superficial. And hearing these words, Ittam Bhagavato. Bhagavato from Bhagavan, from Bhagavata Krishna. Bhagavataha from Krishna. Here Sukhdev Goswami is telling this word. Gopis are not telling. So Sukhdev Goswami is using this word. Realizing this fact that Krishna is Bhagavan, he is saying that Krishna has become lakhs and lakhs and thousands of as gopi were. Sukhdev Goswami is feeling in his heart that Krishna became so much. Not like Kayabhyuha. In Kayabhyuha, if anyone takes hand up, all Kayabhyuha should hand up. But here Krishna became so much. He is saying, he was in astonished that what here Krishna is dancing, having hands here, one doing like this, one in other form, lakhs of lakhs Krishna with lakhs gopis in lakhs moods and lakhs kinds of activities doing. So it is not like Kayabhyuha. Sukhdev Goswami is not saying that only one Krishna is going to all gopis. No? Because it is Bhagavata. Gopis are not feeling like, Srimati Radhika is not like seeing this. She is saying that, oh, he is with me also and he is with it. When I see towards her, he goes there, he also. So he, Krishna is one. He is not more. If gopis are saying that Krishna is with all gopis, then it would be Aishwarya. Radhika is saying that when I see all, he sees. But a gopi sees that Krishna is with me only. Not with Radhika, not with other, not with that, not with that. So he became full of ascharya. Ascharya means? But any gopi has no wonder at all. No, Gandhavi.
Snail of Gandhavi.
Snail of Gandhavi there. Understanding? So, in wonder he tells, words came out. Bhagavataha. Gopya. Gopya sutva supeshala. Sukadeva Goswami sing as if they are standing before them. No? Why he sing like though? So? Because he is in samadhi. No? It seems that he has joined ras. And not joined ras, but far away he is seeing all these things. Actually. And he was out of his worldly senses then, there. And feeling like so. I am in Vrindavan, I am in the Jamuna,
bank of
Jamuna, and Ras is going on. And see, he is watching and seeing all these things as a fact was going on his eyesight. No? He heard all these things, what I told before, and he saw that all the gopis become so happy. Jahar Jahau Birhajam Tapam. Jahau means to leave. Jahau. They wash their all taps. Tap means
misery.
Not misery.
Burning.
Burning heart. How? By that supesala vacha, so crooked, curved and sweet, charming words. No? Everything came down. Especially by three words. That I am defeated. I cannot be urine.
I cannot be out of debt. I cannot repay you.
This. And I was always with you. When Krishna met them, no? They saw that Krishna has met us. And they were so pleased there. But they had a fear that again Krishna may go. Again he can go. But Krishna told that I will never leave you. And I was with you. You are not seeing by blinding your eyes by love. You are blind. Premandha. You are premandha. So you couldn't see. So I was not here. They mane unke upar vishwas kiya. They had faith. They realized on that now. So that tap also went away. And tap also went away because when they were sitting on the bells of gopis, and one gopi took her hand, his hand, in their hand. Some took his next hand here. Some took the feet of Krishna on their heart. Someone getting so much nectar and cold nectar from eyes from a distant place to Krishna. They were doing abhishek, you know, by sweet eyes moved, nectar. And Krishna was smiling somewhat and he was seeing from the corner of that gopis by this all the tap. They become so pleased. Tad ango upachita asisaha. Tad anga. Here Krishna anga. Tad anga means Krishna anga. What? They took Krishna hands on their body, on their heart Krishna feet they took, and it was so sweet and so thanda, cool, that it made gopis' heart so much cool. So every tap went away by the touching of Krishna anga. It may be that Krishna has embraced them. Anyhow, they have a link with Krishna all angs. And by sweet words, by sweet looking, by his modes, by his confessing, everything, gopis, all kinds of tap went away. And this was ashish of Krishna. Ashish means a blessing. Or, Krishna is blessing to gopis by this thing, by words and this. It may be that gopis has given ashish to Krishna, blessing. Why Krishna has called them? To fulfill his wishes? No? So gopi came and fulfilled all the wishes of Krishna in Raj. So here, gopis are giving blessing to Krishna here, and Krishna is taking blessing of gopis. It also denotes by these words. Here also, there are so many things which Jiva Goswami has told, that Jiva Goswami or Krishna, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, both has confessed this fact. We cannot explain all these things. They here realize this fact. But those are some things which cannot be written or cannot be told. So a Rasik Vaishnava praying this pastime, they should pray pastime. Pastime is not only past karma. It is like Swarup Shakti. So it is Vyakti or Bhav, dono prakar ka hai. It is Vyakti means
conscious personalities as well as feeling.
Both. No? Understanding? As what our karms, karma, you know, our doings are no personality. Even no Satchit Ananda. But Krishna pastime has personality, and it is called Yogamaya, or it is called Swarup Shakti. It is a Vritti of Swarup Shakti, this Rasleela. Vritti, you know? Kade. Kadir gadi, other gadi, na other gadi.
Oh, as a tempo or one of the bolo gadi.
You have brought tempo?
No.
You have brought any car? They are not closing their shop. So you should keep it. Kato time hoiche? 12টা বেজে গেছে। বৃত্তি means? বৃত্তি means? That is সরস্বতী কি বৃত্তি? সম্বিত হ্লাদিনী?
Stage?
Stage?
Yes,
no. No, no. Vritti. Vritti means like a swabhav,
nature.
Nature
of the Sarvashakti.
So gopis become so pleased and so pleased. Krishna saw that my ambitions is fulfilled. Gopis are now so pleased. Now Ras can be done. Why Ras was not there? It was stopped by Saubhagya, mother and Man, Saubhagya mother and Man. But now Man has also gone by superficial words, and Saubhagya mother went by dear staring, and all gopis saw except Radhika saw that Radhika is superior than all. So there Saubhagya mother subsided, and Radhika Man was fulfilled. So now Krishna saw that everything has been clear, and now Ras can be done. Vishwanath Chakravarti is telling. Nothing more. Everything has been covered up. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur and Jeev. You sound more than that. You should be satisfied by that.
By your own heart.
Today.